October begins tomorrow, and tens of millions of Americans who have student loans will have to begin to make payments again after 3.5 years suspension triggered by the start of the pandemic. At the same time, though, the U.S. Department of Education is scrambling to prepare for the possibility of a government shutdown. We turn now to NPR's Education Desk correspondent Corey Turner. Corey, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
First, given the specter of a shutdown, does a shutdown mean that people who have student loans don't have to begin to pay?
In a word, no. In more than one word, I put that question yesterday, Scott, to U.S. Undersecretary of Education James Quall, and he told me that Congress mandated this return to repayment as part of the budget deal they worked over this summer. So even if House Republicans do force a shutdown, the Education Department is legally required to resume collecting on student loans now. The White House press secretary told reporters earlier this week that in the event of a shutdown, key activities in the loan program would continue for a couple of weeks. Those were her words. If it lasts longer than that, though, she said it could substantially disrupt the return to repayment effort. That disruption won't work like an on-off switch on a light. Think of it more like a dimmer. So payments will still be due. Interest will keep accruing. It's really customer service, I think, for borrowers that's going to take a hit. You know, we have to remember, Scott, the Education Department was already in a budget crunch before all of this, so it really doesn't have a lot of extra money sitting around to keep everything going for very long.
And Corey, you've done a lot of reporting about that budget crunch and how loan companies are already struggling to handle all the calls they get. Has customer service really gotten any better?
Not really. This past Tuesday, for example, according to federal data obtained by NPR, one loan servicer had borrowers waiting on the phone an average of just over an hour. Another servicer averaged an hour and a half. And for both servicers, it should come as no surprise that more than half of borrowers who called hung up before they got through. Now, in the servicer's defense, everyone I talked to 6 months ago, even inside the Ed Department, said this would be messy. You know, the servicers are trying to hire more people, even as their budgets have been cut. Most importantly, though, Scott, we have to remember this transition is unprecedented. We've never done anything like this before. Still, I know that is cold comfort for borrowers who are setting social media on fire. And on Friday, attorneys general from 18 states plus Washington, D.C., sent a message to those borrowers, "We hear you." They sent a long letter to President Biden himself to, quote, "express serious concerns about the challenges of this process and impending harm to federal loan borrowers in their states." And essentially, unless lawmakers take action, a shutdown would clearly make those challenges a whole lot worse.
Corey, do you have any advice for people out there with loans who haven't yet scheduled their first payment? What should they know?
Well, given what we've already been talking about, I think the first best thing I can say is instead of trying to call your servicer, go online to the Education Department's website, studentaid.gov, and see what you can do from there. You can update your contact information. You might well have a new servicer you can find out there. And if you do, you need to then go to your servicer's website and update your contact information there as well. I think one more really important tip for new borrowers who have never before chosen a repayment plan, Scott, if they don't choose one for themselves, which they can do online, the system is going to automatically put them into what is arguably the toughest plan with the highest monthly payments. So don't wait.
Good to know. NPR education correspondent Corey Turner, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And you can find all of Corey's latest student loan reporting, including helpful tips for the return to repayment, at npr.org/student loans.